Catherine Lowe, and I want you to come hang with me at CBS Radio's We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, California. Head to WeCanSurvive.com for your chance to win the trip of a lifetime. You'll see today's hottest music acts, enjoy a weekend in LA, and spend some time with me in the Westinghouse Innovate Your Space Lounge before the show. Head to WeCanSurvive.com for your chance to win. That's WeCanSurvive.com, powered by Westinghouse. Innovation you can be sure of.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Tonight, this is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Rosario lines a one hopper to short, second for one, throw to first, in time! And the Cubs' magic number is down to one.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field next Saturday, October 7th versus number 4 Penn State. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Cubs will send John Lackey to the mound tonight versus the Cardinals as the Northsiders look to clinch the National League Central once again. Pregame here in just a half an hour with Mark Crotty. Wilson Contreras out of the lineup tonight. Rene Rivera is catching and hitting eighth. On the south side this evening, the White Sox sent Ronaldo Lopez to the hill as they host the Angels once again at Guaranteed Rate Field. Tomorrow night, the Bears will take on the Packers at Lambeau. Safety Quentin Demps has been ruled out with a fractured forearm. Nick Kwiatkowski is doubtful, and offensive lineman Hieronis Grasso and Josh Sitton both questionable. Finally, in golf, 5 months after back surgery, Tiger Woods said today that he's pain-free, but has no idea if or when he will return to the PGA Tour. Join Amazon at their newest facility in Crest Hill, now hiring part-time associates with flexible shifts. Get healthcare and tuition assistance. Learn more and apply at amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. And if you're searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is in a half hour when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Mark, isn't that getting better than this?
We're going to get right to it. We have Hub, we have callers, and I think that's all we really need. Hub, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hub's joining us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. It is time to answer football questions, and we will start with unfortunate Todd. He is in Gardner, and he is on the score.
Tommy!
Hey, hey Todd. Man. Man, let me tell you, I love you, man.
I love
talking
you too.
About wrestling, it was like I couldn't have put it any more eloquently, but unfortunately, I'll get to my Browns. First of all, Hub, you said you know you're talking about this season, how we don't know anything about the teams yet. Oh, contraire, mon frère. We do know one thing about one team. The Browns are awful. But the question I had is, you've been to the combine, I'm assuming. Do they actually make receivers catch footballs? You know, because this is the fourth year in a row the Browns are winning by a landslide of drop passes. And I just wondered if maybe they just see WR by their name and they go, oh, they must be able to catch, because clearly they can't. And then this is a serious question. In all your years covering football, can you think of a guy that was a better player than Joe Thomas that played on a worse team for his entire career? I mean, like, one guy, Joe Thomas might go down as one of the top two or three offensive tackles in the history of the game. And I can't imagine being on a worse team. I know that Gale Sayers played on some bad ones, but they weren't as bad as this run. But
we got you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, you know, Todd, first I got to go back to the tape, because I'm not so sure that the Browns could beat the Chicago Bears receivers and drop passes. You know, you're living here. You can see that as well as any. But, yeah, the Browns have got problems. They're not in good shape. I still think they're improved over the last year or two. I'm still intrigued by DeShone Kizer, a couple of their young people. I think that offensive line could be pretty good. But yeah, they're a bad football team right now. As far as your Joe Thomas question, he may be the best left tackle of all time. And when you look at the roughly decade or so, 10-year run that he's had in Cleveland, there's not a lot of teams that have compiled a worse record over a 10-year span. So off the top of my head, no, I'm hard-pressed to think of a better player who played on a worse team in the NFL.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, John Hanna's run with the Patriots?
Yeah, but they were never as futile as the Browns are.
Right.
I'm sure, you know, we'd have to go back and study really bad teams first and then try and find good players. But, I mean, Joe Thomas.
Leroy Selman?
Well, but the Bucs eventually won with Selman. I mean, they were bad for a long time, but then remember, they won an NFC title in a 9-7, or I guess they lost the NFC. No, they lost the 79 title game to the Rams 9-7 or something like that. But we could probably find somebody that we could put in the conversation. But this guy's a slam dunk first ballot Hall of Famer. And as I said, there's not a lot of teams that have put together a record of futility like the Browns have since he got there.
Justin in Plainfield, you're on the score with Hub.
Hey, Hub. There's a narrative being pushed by a certain person in this country and a network in this country that NFL ratings are way down because of the protests. And so it's kind of a two-parter. I think the ratings are down. Is that true? If so, is there any correlation of any kind that the ratings started dipping when Colin Kaepernick started the protest? And quickly, is Jim Miller the new PR guy for Mike Glennon?
Well, the ratings are down. Now, it's more of recent phenomenon. First of all, the ratings are a funny thing. You can spin them to say pretty much anything you want. But at the end of the day, yes, it wasn't as bad the first couple of weeks. Ironically, they took a bigger dip this past week, week three, and I'm not going to get into a debate that nobody has any real evidence about as to what it's attributed to. I am surprised, however, that ratings are down, because remember, ratings were down so badly the first few weeks last year, and we were asking, was that because of the election? So this is significant. I mean, even a blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while, and I can't argue with Trump on this one. I was going to argue with him until a couple days ago, but the week three numbers, pretty bad. Actually, Thursday nights have been well up the first couple weeks, so we'll see what the Bears and Packers do for that. But at the end of the day, it is a bit of a puzzler, because remember how much we were talking last year early on, wondered if it was the election. The ratings did pick up after the election. We'll see what happens as this season goes on. Ironically, my recollection is that Kaepernick didn't start the protest at the start of the season. He may have started the protest about the time that the ratings started to get better, but I'm not suggesting in any way that ratings were impacted in any way by Colin Kaepernick's protest. The reality, guys, is that until the last week, most games, you didn't see the national anthem, so you didn't get to see the protest. Right. They're showing it now so we can find out what's going on. I don't get the frame of reference with the Jim Miller thing, so I don't know what to say about that.
Matt in LaGrange, you're on the score.
Yeah, hey, this is Matt. I have a question about the wide receiver fix for the Bears. I mean, I don't think the answer's on the team. I don't think it's on the street, so I think about, like, trades, and if there's any other market out there for the Bears to go pick up a wide receiver, say, like, Jarvis Landry, who's not getting a contract extension, or, you know, somebody else that may be out there.
Yeah, it's not a given that Jarvis Landry isn't getting a contract extension. It's probably a bit of a long shot, but not the longest shot I've ever seen. He is an interesting case. I mean, this is a guy who got 14 targets week two from Jay Cutler. Actually, they're week one. So the Bears are not the only team that is in trouble at wide receiver. They may have the worst receivers in the league, but there are a good handful, half a dozen teams that are really sketchy at the position now, which is interesting because it's been kind of an era of wide receivers, if you think about it, and all the big guys coming out the last 5-6 years and how rich this group is at the top. I am troubled by the fact that they don't seem to have a sense of urgency about it. Minimally, I would be working the waiver wires every week and just running guys through, you know, seeing if we can find somebody who's an upgrade over what you have. So, frankly, I'm a little puzzled by why they're not doing more there. Now, is there a fix? No, that's going to have to happen during the offseason with the draft and free agency, but there may be in the interim some slight upgrades. I'm a little surprised, to be honest with you. I don't know why they wouldn't bring Victor Cruz back to give him another shot. Just take a look. I'm not saying Victor Cruz is the answer to anything, but he wasn't awful in training
camp. Yeah, he started his podcast and some of his New York media stuff already.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that he's certainly as good as what they have now, if not better. There's probably a few other veterans like that, but sadly this one doesn't get fixed until next season. And don't think for a minute that this isn't part of the equation, as we discussed last night, as to what they're thinking about Mitch Trubisky when they put him on the field. You got to give him some reasonable targets to work with if you want to give him a chance to be successful.
Here's Frank in Oak Park with Hub on the Score.
Hub, I have a question about the Bears and one on a promising college senior. But first, the Bears. With Demps out for at least an extended number of games, does Amos take up the mantle of making last-minute shifts and adjustments in the defensive backfield? Or will it be someone else, or will they instead just simplify the formations call? As for the college game, during its contest against Florida State, North Carolina State defensive end Bradley Chubb had a huge game. Indeed, one could say he set up an office in the Seminole backfield with a nice desk and a Herman Miller chair as he got 2 sacks with a forced fumble and recovery and several other tackles for loss. I don't know. You know, if you've talked to any of the NFL scouts so far, but is Chubb the kind of player NFL scouts will look at next year with a kind of overriding enthusiasm commensurate with his last name? Or was last Saturday a mirage caused by an unusually weak Seminole line and that skinny freshman QB will likely end this football season in a body cast?
You had me at Herman Miller chair, by the way.
And I actually know what those are. Yeah, I mean, usually he gets me, but Herman Miller chairs I'm familiar with. So, and Frank, I'm aware of Chubb. It's just, it's early.
Commensurate with his last name.
Yeah, I mean, and no, his last name is not going to have anything to do with
never change, Frank.
Draft status or how he's viewed. He's a good-looking pass rusher in college, and you know, we'll keep an eye on him as the season goes on. And I got so enthralled.
Yeah, don't
the
worry
second
about
part.
The rest.
I forgot the first part.
He's talking about Quentin Demps and Amos and who's making the defensive
that's
calls.
That's an interesting question because my guess is that it's going to be Eddie Jackson. And the reason I'm guessing that is that's what he did at Alabama. He did it really well. It's one of the things that people raved about with him. He is the future. Adrian Amos is not. And even though Amos has probably done some of it before, my guess is that they're probably working with Jackson to do that, and that maybe he would even retain that once Demps came back.
I got to recover from that. Sean in Geneva, you're on WSCR with Hub.
Hey, good evening, Hub. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, sir.
Sunday night, the Raiders rolled into Washington with a high-powered offense, and we didn't crack 100 yards of offense until 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Do you expect this to continue as a trend, or is this an aberration for the Raiders offense? Thanks again, Hub.
You know, Sean, I was just working on that game an hour or two ago, and I think it's a blip on the graph. I can't take it too seriously yet. In part, while there are a couple questions I have about the Raiders offense, I have a lot of questions about the Washington defense, and I don't think they can play that well week in and week out. And so that one struck me as maybe one of those games where you got one of these West Coast teams going all the way to the mm-hmm. East Coast. You know, their body clock's off. They played well the first couple weeks. I think they're going to be okay. I do think they've got a little bit of an issue with their ground game, though, because it wasn't a great deal before this season with Latavius Murray constantly putting the ball on the ground, and they couldn't decide about Jalen Richard and Washington. Now you bring in beast mode, and you know, Marshawn Lynch is a great football player. There's no question about that, but he's not dominating the way they'd hoped he would. I think that's probably because of the time off and his age and the beating his body has taken, and they may have some problems with their ground game. So that said, I still think that's a really good offensive team. I'd be a lot more worried about their secondary. I think that was what jumped out at me, the way Cousins ripped them up. And if there is a concern in Oakland, it's probably more that. They've got a big game this weekend. That's going to be a fun one. I believe they're going to Denver.
San Diego, it's our buddy Carlos on the score.
Hey, Hub, no more Charger questions. I'm sorry. The Texans-Patriots game, is that more of an indicator of the Texans and Deshaun Watson rising, or concerns for the Patriots defense?
Well, Carlos, I mean, the Patriots defense has been awful for 3 weeks. You saw Kansas City set the record. I mean, a Bill Belichick defense had never given up 515 yards of offense or 42 points. And then they were better down in New Orleans week two, but it was more of the same with Houston. So there's no question that the Patriots are kind of grasping around right now, trying to figure that thing out. But I don't want to understate, you know, the performance by Deshaun Watson. It wasn't perfect, a couple mistakes, but made some very big plays. And this is a team that is missing some pieces. And so the ability, I don't care how much New England's struggling, to go into Foxborough against Belichick, and everybody raves about how Bill tears up rookie quarterbacks, and to put up 33 points, I think it was certainly a really positive sign for Watson and the Texans. The bigger concern I'd have with the Texans, though, is that remember all the stories in the preseason about how their defense, Romeo Crennel, figured it out. They've got the five-across scheme up front that's going to handle the Patriot offense. I guess not. So the Texans have got some problems to work out, but I do think Watson had himself a nice day and that he's on the come quick.
All right, last one for Hub, Dan in Oak Forest on WSCR.
Hub, two things. One, what's your take on Leonard Floyd and his play this year? And the second, Jared Goff, are you a believer?
Well, I'm not a disbeliever, but I think it's early on Goff. We've seen two games against two really bad teams in which he's played really well, you know, and certainly Sean McVay with his offensive scheme is going to give him a much better chance to succeed than Jeff Fisher ever did. He's vastly improved. He was the number one overall pick last year. He's a top prospect. So we'll see. I like the improvement I've seen. I like what McVay's doing with him, but I'm not on the bandwagon yet. You look at the other piece with this football team. I keep coming back to the same thing, guys. It's so early. You can't make up your mind about these teams yet. I mean, you could argue that the Bears should be 2-1. There's only two 3-0 teams in the league, and one of them wouldn't be if the Falcons had beaten them. So it's just any kind of conclusions that we're looking for here. I need a couple more weeks. I think it's week 5, week 6, and then we'll have a much better feel for what's going on in the NFL right now.
Hub, thanks.
All right, guys, take care.
Hub Arkish brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. The Bernstein and Goff Show getting out of your way for Cubs baseball. That is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Cubs and Cardinals, once again, could be clinching night here on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Cremo Shaving Cream Superior Beard Products.
beard boldly. Since 1999, when my good friend and former teammate Ron Dayne won the Heisman Trophy as a Wisconsin Badger, there's only been two other running backs who have taken home the Memorial Trophy, Mark Ingram and Derrick Henry, both from the University of Alabama. For most of the last two decades, it has been a quarterback award, but it looks like that might change this year. Penn State's Saquon Barkley is on a tear so far in 2017, averaging over 200 yards from scrimmage, in addition to scoring six touchdowns, highlighted last week by his 305 total yards and a touchdown in a too-close-of-a-game against Iowa. He's got his biggest on-field challenges still ahead of him, with back-to-back weekends against Michigan and Ohio State in 3 weeks. I love this kid's game, and I bet he's going to be adding a nice statue to his collection come December. I'm Tiki Barber.
Hi, I'm Paul. Verizon has been placing giant letters all over the country to get people to buy into their unlimited plan. Don't get hooked. Switch to Sprint Unlimited, $22.50 per month per line for four lines and get the fifth line free. Hurry to your local Sprint store, visit sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Savings until 10/31/18, then $38 per line per month for five lines with auto pay, excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, streams, video, PHC 1080p, music to 1.5 megabits per second, gaming update, megabits per second, subject to credit, $30 activation fee, prohibited network use tools, and data deprioritization apply compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited carry features, different coverage and offer, not everywhere, restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Catherine Lowe, and I want you to come hang with me at CBS Radio's We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, California. Head to WeCanSurvive.com for your chance to win the trip of a lifetime. You'll see today's hottest music acts, enjoy a weekend in LA, and spend some time with me in the Westinghouse Innovate Your Space Lounge before the show. Head to WeCanSurvive.com for your chance to win. That's WeCanSurvive.com, powered by Westinghouse. Innovation you can be sure of.
To secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Billy, 27, construction worker, income $60,000 a year, score 664. He wanted to purchase a home, so he called his father for advice, and Billy's father told him to call David because he was the smartest lender he knew and the only lender he trusted. David answered Billy's questions and helped him secure an FHA loan. If you are interested in purchasing a home, you should work with the best, and the best in the mortgage business is Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. David and his team will answer your questions honestly, secure you a mortgage that best fits your needs at the lowest rate and closing costs up to $1,000 less than others. So the first and only call you need to make when securing a mortgage is to David, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-4358, NMLS 19186.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Hey, Coach Gruden, you must really love our wings.
I love Hooters. The awesome wings, the great seafood and burgers. I know you can get it to go and it all tastes great sitting at home watching the game, but really? Don't you want the same awesome food brought to your table by some world-famous Hooters girls? Of course you do. I've seen some great games up close and personal, but nothing beats watching the game at Hooters.
You got it, Coach. Hooters, famous for wings, seafood, football coaches, and some pretty awesome Hooters girls.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Shut it down.
All right, it's time for us to get up out of here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. I want to thank our guest today, Rob Dowster. He was fun to talk to about the college basketball scandal. And, of course, our guy, Big Ant Heron. He is always a lot of fun. 4 o'clock on Wednesdays, we have a good time with him. Chris Coughlin was really, really good. If you didn't hear any of those interviews, check out the podcast. You can go to 670thescore.com or BernsteinandGolfShow.com.
And Hub. Thank Hub.
And Hub. I apologize. Hub. Sorry, Hub. Didn't mean to do that to you. And Frank from Oak Park and all our lovely people
out
there.
You don't have to thank Frank.
Yeah, I was about to say. All right. And our executive producer today... he's not Nick Shepkowski. He's Eli Hershkovich.
I was looking at you bring up pitching. I was looking at pitching numbers of WAR on FanGraphs.
Don't give me any. Please, this is the wrong show to bring up metrics. Believe me, I don't want to hear WAR. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, you disappointed me there for a second.
No. I meant to disappoint you. Call Bernstein because he's Mr. Metrics.
Well,
and I'm Mr. Anti-Metrics. And I don't talk about WAR or any of this other crap. I'm talking about batting average, runs driven in, home runs. White Sox are doing better than the Cubs. Does that make any sense? Don't shake your head because nobody can see you shake your head. You got to say it verbally. This is radio.
Wow.
On the muscle.
Oh!
I'm about stats that don't matter, not about the stats that matter.
Wow. Baptism by fire.
Does that make any sense? No. See, that's the point. It doesn't.
Our video coordinator, Brian Gertz.
Audie and Union, what's up, Audie?
What's up, buddy?
What's happening?
So this is a Yankee fan talking. It's not a sports expert. I'm not Francesca. I'm not the Mad Dog. I'm nobody. I'm a fan.
Yeah,
I'm a fan that spent a lot of money on the Yankees. Here's my opinion. That's all I want to do.
So instead of turning out to be a Yankee fan, the guy turned out to be a moron. Arthur in Hoboken, go ahead, Arthur.
He did it multiple times.
What's going to have to happen is a real star player, and I know it sounds dramatic, like a Jackie Robinson type, a real star player is going to have to come out while he's playing and just say, look, I'm a great player, this is how it is, no matter what you think, and other people will follow.
I agree. That will be a bigger change when that happens, especially with a player who's already established and already has his fans. I think that is true.
Apparently, when Artie Lang is bored, he just calls up old Mike Francesa, the sports pope, and shoots a little sports dope, apparently, afterwards.
This segment's been brought to you by 24/7.
Oh,
what?
Chris Tannehill.
He's pointing at me to do this.
Why is he pointing?
24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
Doing things so differently.
He's just pointing at me!
All right, our audio overlord, our sultan of sound, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
Yeah! Tell me that wasn't Ric Flair.
It wasn't Ric Flair. All right.
Close.
Enjoy your night, my friend.
Wish me luck.
Yes.
And no, I don't have a flask.
Yes, you should get yourself a flask.
And do you have one?
Dan's going to the opera/ballet kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a flask.
I'm going to see Orfeu at Eurodice.
All right, we got
to
get up out of here. For Dan Bernstein, Eli, Brian, Chris, I'm Jason. Cubs baseball next on 670 The Score.
We're done here.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Pick a hybrids with approved credit.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
Hi, everybody, it's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD.
You are going to remember where you were right now for the rest of your life.
Featuring the most exciting moments of the Cubs championship season. It's only $19.99 plus shipping. Order yours now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
Order yours now.
WSCR 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass pregame show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK and TimberTech, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers911Chicago.com, and Cambria. And now your host, Mark Brody.
Take two. After falling short of a division clinch last night, the Cubs with fresh life tonight. Great to have you with us, as always, here for Cubs Baseball on Cubs Radio from St. Louis, Missouri. Busch Stadium is the place. Cubs, Cardinals, game three of this four-game series. John Lackey pitching for the Cubs. Michael Wacha on it for the Cardinals. The Cubs' magical number is still at one. Cubs lost last night. No cooperation from Milwaukee. So we'll do it all again today. All the Cubs need to do is win against St. Louis, and they will have clinched the National League Central. Or if you get a loss from Milwaukee, same deal. So everything is kind of the same tonight. The weather is a little bit different. It actually feels like September a little bit more. 72 degrees right now. A little bit cloudy, but we are clear for takeoff tonight. Another jam-packed pregame show tonight, including Chris Bryant. Albert Almora Jr. is on the pregame show. Justin Wilson will make an appearance as well. And then our great regulars like Joe Maddon, Chris Bosio, Len Casper, and our number one hitter, Ron Coomer. He is sponsored by Cambria. Natural quartz countertops and over 140 stunning designs for your new kitchen or bath. CambriaUSA.com. And Coop, Cubs lose to the Cardinals last night 8-7. You know, they had that relentless thing going on last night where they came back from a couple of big deficits to make it a ball game. But let's talk about what really matters if we can assume that the Cubs are going to get into the postseason. Jake Arrieta lasting just three innings last night, getting that pitch count up right away in the first inning. An error did not help, but should people be concerned about Jake Arrieta at this point?
Well, I think everybody's concerned, and probably including Jake, but with that being said, I don't think you're concerned that he's going to be able to pitch, and I don't think you got to be concerned that, you know, he's going to move forward. Whenever a guy comes off the DL, usually have a good one, maybe two, maybe then one bad one, until you really get into the flow of what you're doing again. So to me, that just looked like one of those starts for Jake. He had a really good one coming off the DL, and yesterday, you know, kind of flat, you know, didn't have good command. His breaking ball was hanging a little bit, threw a lot of pitches in the middle of the plate, and that happens when a guy comes off the DL. A lot like when a guy is swinging, he'll have a good day, and then things just don't work right. You know, so I just think that's kind of par for the course for guys coming off the DL.
All right, John Lackey tonight, who used to pitch for St. Louis, very familiar with Busch Stadium. Michael Wacha going for the Cardinals. Cubs have handled him this year pretty well. Keys to the Game is sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com.
Well, this one of those ball games is interesting to me because Johnny, veteran pitcher, has a chance to close out his old ball club and have his team celebrate on their field. You know, you can say what you want about that, but both teams realize those factors. Don't kid yourself. In St. Louis, the last thing they want is to watch the team in blue celebrating on their field. So it's a big deal, and John knows it. Wacha knows it. Keys to the game today, I really believe for the Cubs offense, they have done incredibly well against Wacha, who's a very good quality starter. Offense today, banged a baseball around. You've got a big right-handed lineup in today against a guy who is a reverse split guy, so Wacha has more issues against the righties. And hopefully Johnny can go out there, have good command, mix in more breaking balls than his last start, and change-ups like he had been. And when he does that, he's not predictable. And then, you know, to me, he's going to throw well tonight. Big night tonight, though, for the Cubs, right? You got a chance to clinch the National League Central. I think we said that about 24 hours ago to now.
Yeah, we did the whole thing over again. Mm-hmm. Players had answered a lot of the same questions down right in the clubhouse. And, you know, the thing about it, Coom, is that they want this thing done just as much as the fans do. They want to get it over with. They want to be able to rest and relax and do all those kind of things, too.
No doubt about it. I know Joe Maddon would love, I have not asked him this, but I'm sure he'd love to give Anthony and KB a couple days off to just kind of heal up and then give them the days off in between the first playoff game. So, you know, it'd be nice to get it done tonight.
Coom, thank you.
Absolutely, buddy.
As a matter of fact, coming up on the pregame show, we'll hear from Chris Bryan on that exact topic on whether or not he feels like he could use some rest. But coming up next on the show, it is our friend, Cubs pitching coach Chris Bozzio on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
We're heading into the final stretch of the season. Don't miss a minute of our Cubs talk. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on The Score.
Hey, Cub fans, Ron Coomer here for my friends at Cambria. Are you looking to remodel your kitchen? Countertops are the center of attention in the most popular room in your home. Cambria's natural stone countertops, made with natural quartz, one of the hardest minerals on earth, and Cambria, more than 140 stunning designs elegantly enhance any style or decor. You'll also love Cambria's new matte finish, offering a sleek aesthetic and low-maintenance convenience with all the beauty and durability Cambria is famous for. Your dream kitchen or bath is waiting. Visit CambriaUSA.com today. Cambria is a proud sponsor of Cubs Radio.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at BullandBranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BullandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BullandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BullandBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Brothers Coffee.
Tickets are still available for the final homestand with the Reds, which begins this Friday. Visit Cubs.com. Get on that Wrigley series. And if you're heading out to Wrigley Field, check out all of the available transportation and parking options. Visit the A2Z guide at Cubs.com. I'm Mark Grody. It's the pregame show. Cubs, Cardinals. John Lackey has Michael Wacha. The Cubs trying to reduce their magic number to zero. A win and they're in, or a Milwaukee loss would do just fine as well. Still to come on the pregame show, Joe Maddon, Chris Bryant, Justin Wilson, Albert Almora Jr., and now Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio, sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. Here's Lenny Casper.
Mark, thank you. Getting set for game three of this big series here in St. Louis. When you evaluate a starter, you know, the numbers don't always tell the whole story because of the error in the first inning. Pitch count gets bloated. Are you looking at how the ball's coming out of Jake's hand? The velocity looked good. What sorts of things were you looking at last night?
Well, primarily in his warm-up. He didn't have a full work week trying to, you know, stay off the leg. But, you know, I thought he came out with his usual aggressiveness. Radar guns did not dictate that. Obviously, you know, the error was big, but then, you know, after that, you got to be able to stop that inning. And I liked his aggressiveness. He had some put away pitches. He's still pitching, but he's just clearly not the same. Looks a little robotic at times, but he's doing everything he can to battle through it right, like now, like a lot of guys on this team. But, you know, there was a good and bad in there. I mean, and we're actually kind of expecting that because we know he's not 100%.
And Sunday, it's nice to have that extra start then, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it is. You know, and next couple days are going to be key for him. You know, I'm really interested to see how he feels when he comes in today. That's the big thing, because that will tell us how our work week's going to go. It's going to be hard not going through, you know, not getting regular work on a side, you know, two starts in a row. And this guy's a creature of habit. And, you know, for me, it showed that he wasn't able to get some side work in, just because he is a perfectionist and pitchers need to get on there and work on their craft. And, you know, again, hoping that, you know, that thing's not any worse. I'm not expecting a cure overnight, but, hell of a game last night. Came down last at bat, like we've talked about a lot of interdivision games will. And again, we're expecting much of the same here in St. Louis.
All right, John Lackey makes start number 30 tonight. Go get him.
Thanks.
That's Chris Bosio. Mark, back to you.
Coming up, Justin Wilson and Chris Bryant as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Chris Bryant joins us regularly on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Listen for showtimes afternoons between 1 and 6 on the Score.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes here to let you know that Raymond Chevy's really hit it out of the park. You don't want to miss the best savings of the season, like 25% off MSRP. That's right, 25% off new Chevys. Or choose $10,000 off MSRP on select new Chevys. Now that's world champion savings. Plus, get 0% APR financing for 72 months. Or make no payments for 4 months. 25% off, 0% financing, or no payments for 4 months. And choose from over 850 vehicles. Those are winning deals. It's all happening at Raymond Chevy, located on Route 173 in Antioch. Find new roads at RaymondChevrolet.com today. Raymond Chevrolet in Antioch, the only dealer that I recommend. Plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 dock fee on select models. MSRP may not reflect actual selling price. $1,389 per $1,000, regardless of down payment, with approved credit. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. Offers expire 9/30/2017.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Chicago Health Medical Group, 100 doctors, multiple locations. Book your appointment at chicagohealthmedicalgroup.com or by calling 844-533-CHMG.
Business of Baseball, as we get ready for Cubs Cardinals, is sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. Another good reason for the Cubs to clinch tonight is to give rest to some of the heavies like Chris Bryant.
I know, you know, I'm ready for a nice little relaxing, just be a fan of a game type of day. But, you know, I think some guys in here definitely need some rest, and some guys would like to get on the field too and get some at-bats. But, yeah, I think it's just important really not to get ahead of ourselves here. You know, we still have to win, we still have to clinch, so I guess we can talk about that,
Chris,
if and when that happens.
David Schuster, wait till he finishes. Who's hot and cold now, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago.com for emergency licensed, highly trained plumbing service, 24/7, plumbers911chicago.com. Hot and cold is exactly the way Justin Wilson has been running for the Cubs. He recorded those four big outs in Milwaukee, was on track. Last night, though, pulled mid-at-bat.
I mean, I just, like I said, I missed last night. For some close pitches, and just need to get it back to the middle of the plate, really.
All goes back to fastball command.
Yep.
Joe said this is a big boys game. We're going to get you right back out there.
Yeah.
Mentally, how do you handle that?
Yeah. Today's a new day. Go right back out there and do what I do.
That's Justin Wilson. Yeah, Joe Maddon, just to give you a little bit of the background, said that he's prepared to throw him right back out there, even tonight, even high leverage. So that was Justin Wilson. Our injury report now, sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, through it all. So Albert Almora Jr., from whom you will hear momentarily, not in the starting lineup tonight. Bet here is that he probably won't play tonight. The idea may possibly give him a couple days off after banging his shoulder last night. Woke up pretty sore today. Javier Baez back in the starting lineup tonight for the Cubs despite a knee bruise. And coming up on the show, I gave it away, Albert Almora Jr. on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Joe Matt of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
Make the winning play and save big at Gary Lang Auto Group. They've got your winning strategy. Get $1,000 to $11,000 off MSRP. Lease a new vehicle for only $69 per month, or make no payments till 2018. Kick off your savings on one of over 1,500 vehicles. Take a test drive today and be entered to win a pair of Chicago Pro football tickets. The right car at the right price right now is at Gary Lang Auto Group.
If it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back,
also MSRP. MSRP may not be price at which a vehicle is sold in trade area. Include applicable manufacturer rebates and manufacturer incentives. In lieu of special financing. Example 2017 Chevy Impala number C170786. MSRP 31685 minus 30% equals $22,179. Example 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 number C170569. MSRP $60,020 minus $11,000 equals $49.20. No payments to the proof credit. On select models, football tickets limit one entry per person. See dealer for details. Must be 18 years or older with a valid driver's license. Lease 4 to 36 months, 1836 to its signing. Includes first month payments. No security deposit required plus tax, title, license, and 17215 dock fee. Lease is allowed $10,000 per year, 25 cents per mile over. Lessee responsible for maintenance, repairs, liability in event of early lease termination. With approved credit, an extra charge may be imposed at the end of the lease between the residual value of the lease's property and the realized value at the end of the lease term. Expires 9/30/17.
Never strike out with Gold Coast Bank's high-yield money market account and fast local lending decisions. Visit goldcoastbank.net today. Again, that's goldcoastbank.net. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
No structural damage for Albert Almora Jr. after his crash into the wall last night, but this is for sure.
I got pain. Yeah, pain everywhere, but still got a smile on my face.
You feel lucky?
Yeah, absolutely. I walked off on my own. Nothing's broken. I didn't get a concussion. So, yeah, I feel fortunate. The smart thing to do right now is to be 100%, because obviously I want to be healthy for the long run. But the competitor in me right now is obviously wanting to be out there and wanting to, you know, to produce and to help. But I'm going to be smart. It's gonna take a lot on me to stay down, but for right now I just want to see if how good I'm gonna feel in the next couple of hours or tomorrow or the next day. So
obviously the shoulder, but is there more to it?
Yeah, obviously my shoulder hurts, a couple spots in my back, know, my neck's a little tight, but nothing that I think is going to be long term.
And it didn't. Did you hit your head? I'm sorry if you answered that.
My glove kind of thankfully stopped my face from getting the most of the impact, but yeah, I'm starting to feel a lot more than I felt yesterday. I think the adrenaline kind of cooled off, and I woke up today a little banged up.
Well, should have gotten him a pillow. We'll get him that right. We'll get it right down to the clubhouse immediately. Ron Coomer's going to run it down there. A gift certificate courtesy of MyPillow. Right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping on two premium king or queen pillows and two additional travel pillows. Order now at MyPillow.com. Promo code SCORE. Coming up next, it is Cubs manager Joel Maddon as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag live bright on the Score on the Cubs Radio Network.
We're rounding third and heading home for the regular season. Don't miss 1 minute of our Cubs talk. Melody and Haley, mornings 5 to 9.
Hey, it's Catherine Lowe, and I want you to come hang with me at CBS Radio's We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, California. Head to WeCanSurvive.com for your chance to win the trip of a lifetime. You'll see today's hottest music acts, enjoy a weekend in L.A., and spend some time with me in the Westinghouse Innovate Your Space Lounge before the show. Head to WeCanSurvive.com for your chance to win. That's WeCanSurvive.com, powered by Westinghouse. Innovation you can be sure of.
Welcome to Knauss for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look, or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV, or the new seductive C-Class convertible, or one of the other new arrivals now at Knauss. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
Hi, I'm Paul. Verizon has been placing giant letters all over the country to get people to buy into their unlimited plan. Don't get hooked. Switch to Sprint Unlimited, $22.50 per month per line for four lines and get the fifth line free. Hurry to your local Sprint store, visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Savings until 10/31/18, then $38 per line per month for five lines with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, streams, video, PHC 1080p, music to 1.5 megabits per second, gaming up to 8 megabits per second, subject to credit, $30 activation fee, prohibited network use tools, and data deprioritization apply. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited carry features, different coverage and offer, not everywhere, restrictions apply.
The Joel Maddon Manager Show is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. They treat both body and soul, and by General RV, Illinois' number one motorhome dealer, west of Woodfield Mall on I-90. Here once again, Ronald Coomer.
Well, yesterday you had a chance to clinch, just didn't quite work out all the way around the board, but today you do. I'm going to go back to yesterday. Your thoughts on Jake?
Jake just, you know, wasn't really as sharp as he can be. He's still coming back off the leg. We made the one mistake, but that wasn't really it. I mean, they hit some balls hard against him, some homers. 60-some pitches after three. We still got him stretched out somewhat, but not on top of his game. After that, you know, Mondi hung in there. The home runs, add-on home runs by Grichuk and Jericho really hurt us too. But I really appreciated the way our guys came back and had a chance to win it.
So I was going to say, the guys late in the ball game come back with their own answer to the home runs, and you're one swing away from taking the lead.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason jumped all over that pitch. That ball was really properly struck. And then Zoe's really been hitting the ball well lately. So we had all that going on. I'll defend Mikey Freeman. I mean, he makes the mistake, but then he has a hell of a game at shortstop and hits the ball down over the left fielder's head, and it was a great bunt. So he did a lot of really good things in yesterday's game.
Today's ball game, you're Lackey and Waka going against each other. First of all, you've got Eddie and Javi back in there.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to give them both yesterday off. They both pinch hit in the latter part of the game. Eddie ran into the wall but had a day off based on his foot, and Javi really, again, fouled that ball off of his knee. I think they're both fine today. Waka, you like to play righties against Waka if you possibly can. So without Contreras in there, I wanted to put Rene Rivera behind the plate.
Today would be a good day to finish and a nice celebration day, do you think?
I'll take it, man. Yeah, always. You just when you get to this point of the season, you just want to get to that next point, next level, and start making your plans. But as typically as always, I'm taking it one day at a time.
Hope I see you after the game.
I hope so too. Gracias, Ocio.
That is Cubs manager Joe Maddon right there. And this is the Aquafina splash of the game. Aquafina, pure water, perfect taste. Jason Hayward.
Hayward is 0 for 2. Cracks one in the air. Deep right center. It's got a chance. Gone. Game on. Cubs are back in it. Jason Hayward with a 3-run homer to right center. And it's 8-6.
Cubs ended up losing that game 8-7, but there just seems to be that feel with the Cubs in the last month where they're never out of any games. Remember how relentless they were last year? Seems like that's back. And that was sponsored by Aquafina, the official water of the World Champion Chicago Cubs. Time to refresh with an ice-cold Aquafina. Coming up next, a closer look at our starting pitchers, John Lackey and Michael Wacha. Cubs and Cardinals, close on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Cubs fans, we're in the final stretch of the season. Don't miss our Cubs talk on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on The Score.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. bullandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
.com, click Radio Listener Special tab and use promo code SCORE or call them at 800-960-3804.
Timing is everything, and right now is a great time to get great deals on a certified pre-owned Honda at the Honda Dream Deal Sales Event going on now. Well-qualified buyers can receive
your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in Chicken D's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a...
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility, that's VITAS.com, or call 888-VITAS-80.
Avoiding traffic feels awesome. Astounding.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Provider.
Welcome back to Busch Stadium. I'm Mark Rohde. Cubs and Cardinals coming up tonight. John Lackey against Michael Wacha. I do believe it is one of those weird start times tonight. 6:08, not 6:05. Our pitching matchups are sponsored by Menards. Save big money on all our home improvement needs at Menards. But first, our national anthem.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallant. Bursting in air, gave proof through the
Local Children's Choir here in St. Louis with our national anthem, sponsored by Mutual of America. Your retirement company shares their spirit of America by recognizing today's salute to America. John Lackey pitching for the Cubs tonight, as Lackey likes to pitch here. Alluded to that at the very beginning of the pregame show. A 210 earned run average in 25 career starts at Busch Stadium. Plus played for the Cardinals for a year. Carlos Martinez is on it. Michael Wacha. Holy last night. Michael Wacha for the Cardinals. 0-2 with a 7.88 ERA in three starts against the Cubs in 2017. They have always hit Wacha well. Our pick to perform, sponsored by the Village of New Lenox. Whether you're